Members, I'll call the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration to order. The clerk will note the roll and quorum is present. Representative Lilly will offer approval of the minutes for the meeting on January 9, 2009. Any discussion of the minutes? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. All right, members, next on our agenda is Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5. I will move Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5 to be before us, to be recommended to pass and sent to the floor. This is the resolution for deadlines of committees. And to walk you through this a bit, you'll notice there are 5 deadlines for committees this year, which is more and, I think, better structure. The first deadline is the deadline that a bill has to be acted upon in one of the two houses, and that is a deadline for March 27th. The second deadline is April 7th, our second deadline, which deals with committee action on a bill in both bodies. Our third deadline is our fiscal deadline for April 16th. That bills have to be acted favorably, omnibus finance bills acted favorably in the Finance Committee. The two additions are the fourth deadline, that on April 22nd, bills must be acted favorably out of the Finance, Taxes, and Ways and Means Committees, adding just a little more structure to make sure bills get to the floor in a timely fashion. And then at the end here is a fifth deadline of May 7th, that Conference Committee reports must be acted upon and to the floor of both bodies for votes. This, I think, helps us in this process of sometimes, and this has happened in many years, but sometimes when bills get acted upon in the last few hours of a session, the ramifications are not fully known, and this will give us an opportunity to fully inspect these bills and act upon them before adjournment. And we will definitely can say that if this process runs smooth, we will be done ahead of time, or at least on time, and give ourselves an opportunity to see what are in these Conference Committee reports. That is the resolution before us. I do have a slight amendment in here, but before that, are there any questions on this? Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question on the April 16th deadline for omnibus appropriation bills. What if we have a fiscal bill that's traveling alone and not in an omnibus bill? Is that still technically the fiscal deadline then to clear all fiscal bills out of committee? Because you're very specific on omnibus, but there are coming out of after the second deadline, and I'm sorry I'm bringing it up now because I've seen this before, but I didn't just seeing the wordage. That's mainly policy bills and others coming out of policy committees, and they may get passed on to us. And every now and again, we do have a standalone fiscal bill that goes.
Representative Junkie, I think that's a good question. And just to clarify for on record, is this is, as it says in here, omnibus bills. And there's we have a history there, and perhaps Representative Carlson can speak to it, that there are times and occasions where other bills with fiscal implications do pass beyond that deadline. But this is for the omnibus spending bills. And, of course, we always have the Rules Committee, this committee, that can waive that deadline for a bill if need be as well.
So, Mr. Chair, so if we have standalones, that's this is just strictly for the omnibus, but they go beyond the April 7th, they can, the standalone fiscal bills if they come.
Representative Carlson.
Okay. All right.
Very good. By the way, and just a footnote for you, that Representative Junkie agreed to be the first out of the chute from the Finance Committee. Keeping up his previous 2-year tradition.
First out, first signed.
So apparently the date was just fine with him.
All right. There is one minor correction to, or change, I should say, to the resolution that I think will clear up some potential confusion. On line 1.9, I would move to delete the word midnight. I think when this was originally put in, I think the intention was that the folks would have up until the end of the day on the 7th, but midnight on April 7th is actually a minute after April 6th, which would shrink it by a day, and I don't think that was actually the intention of the Senate when they passed this resolution. So I just moved to delete the word midnight to give ourselves the full amount of time on April 7th for that second deadline. Representative Murphy.
Mr. Chair, would we need to insert PM?
Representative Murphy, I think that's a good idea. So I will move to delete midnight and add
AM.
PM.
PM. No, that's correct. we're going to go down the same road that they did.
11:59 p.m.
There we go. The committee as a whole makes the motion. Actually, I'll make the motion to amend striking 12 midnight and make it 11:59 p.m. to make this easy. I guess. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, all members, with that help on that. Representative House. I think that'll be the interpretation we run under. Any further discussion on the resolution that we have yet to vote on as amended? If not, I will renew my motion that Senate Concur Resolution Number 5 be recommended to pass as amended to the House floor. All those in favor? Very interesting discussion, I'm sure, happening at all sides of the table, but we're voting right now. All those in favor of my motion that nobody heard, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion prevails. Thank you, members. We're adjourned.